With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, where President Biden will soon be delivering the keynote address here on the convention's opening night. His appearance inside the United Center comes 4 weeks and 1 day after his decision to drop out of the presidential race and endorse Vice President Harris as the party's nominee. Aides say Mr. Biden will use his speech to cast Harris as a key partner in the administration, and he told reporters this afternoon that he was ready to pass the baton to Harris. I'm Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Now with more news, here's Keith Peters.
U.S. intelligence officials say they're confident they know who hacked Donald Trump's presidential campaign.
U.S. officials say that Iran was responsible for the hack of Donald Trump's presidential campaign, casting the cyber intrusion as part of a brazen and broader effort by Tehran to interfere in American politics. The Trump campaign and private sector cybersecurity investigators previously thought that Iran was responsible for the hacking attempts. The U.S. government has also assigned blame on Iran. The joint statement from the FBI and other federal agencies also indicates that Iran was responsible for attempts to hack Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign, saying hackers have sought access to individuals from both presidential campaigns. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former Congressman George Santos has pleaded guilty to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft in his federal fraud case. The New York Republican entered the plea Monday in a courtroom in Long Island. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 236 points, the NASDAQ rose 245, the S&P 500 advanced 54, oil down $2.10 to $74.49 a barrel. This is SRN News. The United Kingdom considers a blasphemy law.
Do not adjust your radio. You heard that right. The new Labour government says it will introduce a law that will make it a crime to say anything that can be considered Islamophobic. This action follows protests against illegal immigration in the UK. Most of the illegals are Muslims. A swelling chorus of voices, right, left, and center, is being raised against the introduction of a law that would function not much differently than blasphemy laws in Muslim nations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As students return to colleges across the U.S., administrators are bracing for a resurgence in anti-Semitic protests of the kind that swept campuses last spring. The summer break has provided a chance for school officials to regroup and strategize for the fall semester. Some new rules imposed by universities include banning encampments, limiting the duration of demonstrations, and allowing protests only in designated spaces. SRN News. A 30-year-old Georgia deputy was killed in a shooting over the weekend. We hear more on the story from correspondent Julie Walker reporting.
A sheriff's deputy in Georgia was shot and killed while responding to a reported domestic dispute in what police say was an ambush on the officers by a suspect who took his own life. The Paulding County Sheriff's Office says Deputy Brandon Cunningham, who was 30, died at a hospital from a gunshot wound. They say two deputies responded to a call shortly after 6 p.m. Saturday and immediately were fired upon from a home in Hiram, Georgia. Police say the male suspect died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, and a woman who was involved in the dispute was shot and listed in stable condition. I'm Julie Walker.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.